Hello, my name's Kate Rowles and I'm interviewing you for the Wellcome Trust as you're taking part in Anthony Gormley's artwork, One Another. The date today is the 1st of October 2009 and the time is 10:30 p.m. If I can please ask you to say your name, your age and where you're from.
My name is Sian Rachel Phillips, I'm 21 years old and I'm from Bracknell in Berkshire.
And how are you today?
Very well, thank you.
Can I ask, first of all, what was it that motivated you to apply to be part of One Another?
Well, I was just finishing my fine art degree from Lancaster University and I saw, an article about this. And I've always enjoyed Anthony Gormley's work, even though it's absolutely nothing to do with what I do as an artist. But I've always liked it anyway. And I thought, well, why not? So I just applied and then after a couple of months got through.
And when you found out that you had got a place, what happened then for you?
Well, I'd literally just moved up to Edinburgh, so it would have been a bit more convenient if I'd got on an earlier month and I hadn't been in Edinburgh and I'd actually been in near London. So I'd only been there a couple of weeks because I'm starting my master's there. So at first I didn't really know what to do because I've obviously got quite a lot on at the moment, having just moved house, new city, new course and things, and I thought, oh, am I in a position to be able to accept this? And then I thought, right, no, I have to go for it, So then I just accepted it, and then I started kind of planning, although I only had 3 weeks, so I don't know why that was, but I only had 3 weeks. So yeah, started planning.
And how did you decide how you wanted to spend your hour?
Well, I had to work with quite a lot of restrictions, really, and that kind of shaped the project because normally I've been told that I can just basically do whatever I want in, when I was exhibiting, but then this situation, I obviously had to take into account the size of the plinth was quite small. So it was also an issue of making things perhaps beforehand, but then I would obviously have to make them transportable down to Edinburgh, down to London from Edinburgh. And I'm not loaded with loads of money, so it had to be kind of financially viable. I didn't want the project to be like massively like kind of pretentious and too kind of arty. I kind of wanted it to be quite appealing to the masses, but at the same time I am an artist, so I did want to kind of go with that as well, so it's kind of hard to get that balance. And also because my usual way of working, I work with ephemeral materials normally, a lot of melting and that sort of thing, and obviously with no power supply up to the plinth and the fact that I couldn't make a mess up there particularly, those things were kind of out of the question. So I had to kind of think of a completely different way of working, and obviously something that can be made and completed within an hour and something that could be have people contributing to it during my time on the plinth as well. So trying to tick all those boxes was quite a big task, really. And so that kind of in the end shaped what I'm doing today, basically.
And what did you decide to do?
Well, I'm going to make a sculpture, and it was based on a childhood story actually that is really close to my heart, called The Giving Tree. Which is actually very well known. And then I kind of went on, because my way of working as an artist anyway is quite an organic way of working, and I kind of have always looked at trees as in my work. Like artists like Anya Glaccio uses trees, and she's one of my favourite artists. And so I kind of thought a lot about doing something along with those lines. It's a tree that I'm going to construct with really everyday materials, and it's kind of the idea that you can transform things quite simply and quite easily, with not too much cost, and the everyday can become art, in my opinion. And so it's basically constructed out of washing line, fabrics, plastic poles, metal poles, paper and string. Really, really simple. But it's basically going to have this kind of quite free-flowing nature to it, obviously, with the material. But then I'm going to actually be attaching aspirations that I've collected from people, which these are kind of hopes and aspirations for the future, from people in Edinburgh, people in London, people all over the UK, friends and family, everyone. And I'm going to be hanging these off the tree, draping over the plinth, and then during the construction of the piece, I'm going to be lowering down a bag which I will encourage people, passers-by, all my friends who are down there to fill out aspirations, and then I can continue building the artwork during that hour. And kind of that at the end of my piece, I'm actually going to continue the work on by using those aspirations to make a book. So to keep that kind of hour slot and also the people who I know their aspirations at that point in time. It's also, I've got an exhibition next week called Wanderlust at Edinburgh College of Art, so it'll be included in that. So I'm going to continue sort of making work from work and seeing where it evolves and seeing where it goes, because it is a different way of working for me. So I'm quite interested to see where it goes. And I've also been quite interested in the relationships I have with the people who've contributed, because a lot of people who've contributed I haven't spoken to since I was like in primary school. And yet they'll be quite open and quite sort of personal with their aspirations to me, which is, I think, is quite an interesting thing, because you wouldn't normally necessarily expect that. And it's also put me in touch with a lot of people who I haven't spoken to for a long time. I've quite enjoyed reading some of them. Some of them are hilarious, but I mean, I'm keeping them anonymous. But it's interesting to see how much people will open up to me as a person, because obviously I am the kind of the middleman in this process. So yeah, that's basically what I'm doing.
And why did you decide to do this?
Probably pretty much just everything since I just mentioned it, probably. But yeah.
And how are you feeling now about going up there and doing this?
I was pretty nervous, but when I arrived at Trafalgar Square, I was feeling a little bit more excited about it, because it isn't actually as daunting as it looks when you watch it on the internet. It's quite small, and there's not a huge amount of people around at the moment, which I'm not too bothered about. But it's now I'm quite excited about it. It's quite intimate space, actually, and I can't wait to give it a go.
Can I ask you to say a bit about yourself now?
I went to Lancaster University after school. I went straight to school to uni, did a 3-year degree in fine art. Initially started as a painter, although my paintings were pretty much 3D the whole way through. And then I suddenly kind of started making objects in my second year, and realised that sculpture came more naturally to me. And then I've gone straight from graduating with a 2-1 this year to Edinburgh College of Art to do an MFA. So it's 2 years at Edinburgh College of Art in sculpture. So I've only just moved up there. So I'm really excited about it, because I do want to be an artist. That is my main ambition. It's a completely different change in attitude, scale and everything. So I've been really throwing that deep in since I've got an exhibition like this week and next straight away. And I'm really enjoying it. It's definitely a challenge, because I am the youngest person in the whole of the years and the only English student as well. And everyone else has done loads of exhibitions and things, and I'm just kind of there with my 1 degree showpiece. So I'm just kind of like throwing that deep end. But I think that's what I need to get me kickstarted into this kind of art environment.
And what was it that motivated you to study art?
I don't know, really, because I used to want to do music. I was going to be a musician at one point. But I think, obviously, I think a lot of people, is that it comes, if they're good at it, if it comes naturally to them. But then it just gives me such a sense of fulfillment to create things, really. And the fact that people can actually gain some kind of degree of happiness from perhaps something that I've made is also a really nice feeling, even if it's something really small. I'm not trying to make a big political statement or any kind of big kind of, I don't know, general kind of statement or anything. I'm just literally just trying to let people enjoy something, even if they just take something small away with them from looking at something that I've made. And that is one thing that I continue to want to do.
And who are you doing this for?
Probably myself, to see how well I can work under a different, entirely unique situation, and to see how my work will develop from this, because like I say, it is an entirely different way of working from what I'm used to. So I am completely out of my comfort zone, and I kind of want to see how as an artist I respond to that. Also as a person, I mean, I am a fairly chatty person, but I'm going to see what I'm like when I'm up there. I'm also doing this for my family and friends, because they have contributed a lot into this work, and I think that it will give them a good sense of self to see their own kind of contribution and what it's kind of achieved in the wider sense. So yeah.
And on this tree, you're going to be putting lots of other people's aspirations. Are you going to include your own?
Yeah, they are already included. My aspirations are to spread happiness with my work, and hopefully to be successful, but see how that goes.
And what's your idea of success?
Probably the making having my work accessible to people, whether that's in a gallery, whether it's something that I make site specific out and about in the everyday, so it can be enjoyed.
Can I ask you to say a little bit about where you're from and your upbringing?
Okay. Well, I was born in Manchester, and then moved down south when I was very young. So I've lived in Bracknell all my life, pretty much. And then, yeah, I had a pretty normal upbringing. Went to school in a school called Ranelagh School, which is a very good school, religious school, but I'm not particularly religious, but never mind. And then, yeah, like I said, went to uni, and then I'm doing it all again for 2 years, so going to graduate in a couple of years' time, and then hopefully live in Edinburgh and be exhibiting artist.
And what do your friends and family think about you taking part in one another?
Yeah, they're excited. It was interesting to see how many people actually knew what it was, and how many people had to explain what Trafalgar Square was and what the fourth plinth was. I think that's because I've got quite a lot of northern friends, they don't really know much about down south, but even so. Yeah, so then once I showed them the website and stuff, then they were really excited about it, and I've got quite a few people coming down to watch me today. Yeah, I think everyone's got quite a lot of faith in me, probably more than I have in myself, but I have to see how it goes.
What were your three words that you used to describe yourself?
They were transform, communicate, transcend, I think.
And would you like to elaborate on those?
Those are words that I decided upon quite late on, that kind of describe what I'm trying to do on the plinth. So it's transforming something every day into something that potentially could be a work of art, and communicating at the same time. And then I think it's transcend. I can't remember what my last word was. I think it's transcend. But then obviously allowing the aspirations to kind of take on a different form. And yeah, I don't know if that makes sense.
And is there anything else that you would like to add or to mention before you go and stand on the fourth plinth?
No, just that I hope it works. I've done a few rehearsals of it and I hope it doesn't blow away. And I hope I don't get stage fright.
Thank you very much.